Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new text message.
Mm-hmm.
Delivery driver drama. That's what we're dealing with this morning. What's the craziest or weirdest thing you've seen a delivery driver do? Dropping something off at your place. It's text roulette. And the mixed listener this morning sent a message about how they were sitting in their living room last week. Last week, which tells me this is still going through their brain of, was this okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. It's Elizabeth and Radar, and it says, I was sitting in my living room last week. My front door was sort of open, but my screen door was closed. You know, weather was a little nicer then.
Okay.
A delivery driver walked up to my house, opened the screen door, and dropped the package on the floor.
Oh, instead of putting it outside?
Is this creepy? Or am I being overly sensitive? No, I'm immediately thinking about what the setup is at our house. We don't have like a grand foyer where if you open the screen door,
you're right there.
If you open the screen door,
you're in the living room.
You're going to see us on the couch with the dogs. Like, hey, we're watching TV here. Do you want to join us? We're watching Ed Gein, just a light TV watch that we have right now on Netflix. I do think that's creepy. I think that's really weird, and I'm curious why they would do that. Doesn't that cross some kind of threshold that they're not supposed to do?
I don't think they're supposed to do that, but we have had, like, the delivery driver drop off some things that would, you know, blow away. Otherwise, they would like, stick them under our doormat so they won't blow away. Maybe that was a lighter package, and they're like, you know what? It's kind of windy. Who knows? I can't remember last week. I know it was kind of nice. Maybe that's why they just opened the door, whipped it in there.
Jeez, but I don't know, that's gutsy.
It is gutsy. I almost said something else, but yeah, it's gutsy.
Yeah. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
This is Old Soul Joan.
Hey, Old Soul Joan. Okay, do you think it's creepy, or do you think The Mix listener's being overly sensitive? Their words.
Kind of creepy, but I had a weird experience with the Uber drivers.
With an Uber driver or a delivery?
They delivered Uber for food.
Oh, like Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Yeah, yeah, got it. Okay.
All right.
My daughter and I decided we were going to order some food, right? We're waiting for it, saying it's coming. All of a sudden, next thing we know, it was canceled, and we found out that the Uber driver ended up stealing our food.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you gave them not a great review, because that's not okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ordered enough, you could have ordered them, you know, offered them to come on inside and sit down with y'all and have it.
Exactly. They say, hey, like your menu. Can I come in and eat with you?
It has to be tough when there's nothing more difficult than when you're hungry and you go to the grocery store and you go grocery shopping because you want to eat everything. And then imagine when you have to pick up other people's food.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Real discipline is not dipping your hand into the Culver's bag and eating the fry or the cheese curd before you get home. You can't not do that.
But I suppose
if it's somebody else's food, it's not your place to be dipping in those fries.
No, and they've got the little sticker on top that says, no, don't go in here. But the minute you go in there, well, now it's over. Now you just go ahead and eat it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. That's crossing the line. That for sure is crossing the line. But I just think, well, go ahead.
Even like they go to even pick you up, and then they go the opposite direction and say that they already picked you up.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, I don't know about those situations at all. But, yeah, that's why the app is important to make sure that you don't. You write those things down so that people know, because that should not be an Uber Eats driver.
Thanks,
that should not be an Uber driver at all. That's so bizarre that that would even happen. We've got some texts here coming into the text line that are also saying, absolutely creepy. Reach out to the company and say something. I also wonder, too, like you said, Radar, when people put it underneath the mat or they tuck it behind maybe a flower pot, are they doing that because they know what's in it? I mean, yes, they can feel the weight of the package, and that can be a good indicator of if it's going to blow away or not. But I always wonder, when they roll up, do they know? So we get deliveries from our friends at Door Peninsula Winery, and because it's alcohol, you have to sign for it. You have to be over 21 when the deliveries show up.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And anytime the UPS driver walks up, it's always the same guy in our neighborhood. He's got like this funky beard, funky hair. He's a cool dude. I really don't know his name.
He looks like a Ben.
But when he walks up and he has that big box of wine, he always has this like big old smile on his face, like, oh, it's going to be crazy here this weekend.
I hear it making the noise in there, the glass bouncing back and forth.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. All right, we're talking about this text roulette this morning. Yeah. The mixed listener is asking, is it creepy or are they overly sensitive that the delivery driver opened the screen door and put the package like right there in the house? Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hey, it's Matt.
What's up, Matt? Okay, are you a delivery driver by chance?
I've been a delivery driver, not of packages, but of large objects for like 20 years.
Okay. Tell us more.
I don't think the screen door for a package, just throw it in, is weird. Like, it's whatever. I've had a lot. You get a lot weirder situations when you're like in somebody's house.
Ooh, tell us more.
Wait, have you done that?
Yeah, I've delivered furniture and stuff for like 20 years.
Oh, okay. So you're going in, and that you have to go into the house for. Yeah, now, why is that weird? Is that weird because the people are weird or because like the house is weird?
A lot of times people's houses are disgusting, but there was one time in particular, I have a million stories, but there's one time in particular a lady wanted us to...
You're live on the radio, by the way, Matt, just so you know, you're live
on the
radio.
Fingers on the dumb button. No, you're good.
That's cool.
All right.
No, she wanted us to disassemble her old bedroom set. And we had a new one for her. We walk upstairs. Her husband is still laying in bed sleeping in his underwear. And I said, well, we're not going to disassemble this. It's not our job. And then she got like hysterically mad at us, called the store and said we were being rude. And then when we left, because we weren't being rude, she threw a shoe at us and started screaming and swearing at us and then tried to like hit my partner.
Oh my gosh! I
took her shoe and I said, Sean, we got to go. And then I took her shoe, we got in the truck, and then I chucked it like three blocks down.
Oh, nice.
Don't throw a shoe at me.
Don't throw a shoe.
Well, she just wanted you to take her husband, pick him up, get him out of the bed.
I think the real thing is she wanted the husband out of the house she wanted.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.